Mystery Sandwiches.
One of the times I wish we had some sort of camera in here. I typically don't. But
oh, that's too bad.
You were pantomiming.
Could have got us some free sandwiches.
Pantomiming a certain act as the show built to its opening.
Well, now that sounds dirty. It wasn't all that bad.
It was a little dirty.
Maybe.
You look like Superman when he goes from Clark Kent to Superman. You're kind of opening the shirt.
Yeah.
Indicating you'd pull out your boobs, except you're in a sweatshirt. So I don't know how that would work.
Well, this guy would appreciate it.
That old codge over there.
Yeah. Who looks like Mr. Drummond.
Maybe. He looks very old, though. Maybe he would have been a little ethnic for his taste.
That's true. I haven't got him around. Oh, my.
I don't think he would have been down for that.
Oh, you'd be surprised what people do in the dark.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, people banging their slaves.
I was looking for the name Frederick Douglass. I almost said Benjamin Banneker. I don't remember who that was. I just remember that was also a name from history.
Or Benjamin Button. Yeah, one of those guys.
Exactly.
Something like
Baxter
that.
Baxter Stockman. It's all the same.
Oh, my. All right, darling. Let's have an intro.
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of intro.
All right. It's just you and I. I don't know.
Yeah, I keep looking around. I keep waiting for something to happen. I'm a little distracted.
We could get Mr. Drummond in on it.
No, I don't want the old guy codgering things up. You're going to hear a newer, clearer Papa's Basement today.
Hopefully.
And henceforth.
Wow.
Not just because the mics are good. They are.
Yeah.
In fact, if anything, you'll hear a less clear
Do we have mic
Papa's
stands?
Basement at home. I've not acquired them yet.
Oh, well, you should do that.
My bro and my mom went all out for my birthday.
They sure did. They did a great job.
They bought me, $400-something bucks worth of recording equipment, mixing board, 3 mics.
That's cool.
They went nuts with it. So I can actually record this at home here on out, which I am looking forward to.
Super.
But I have also been performing exercises of a certain sort.
Oh, my.
Not Kegels. Kegels, however they're pronounced.
Kegel.
Kegel? Is it a Kegel?
Yeah.
But it's not EE.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
That's how we learned it in nursing school. So
Kegel.
This
isn't that the sexiest way to hear it? If some girl walks up and
actually, they should have you on auto-tune or something. Just
to sex a man. She's like, I've been doing my
Or when they want to instruct patients why their uterus keeps falling out.
Fly,
and, like,
have,
and they could just press that digicard and go, key, and it'll be your voice.
Kegel.
To keep your uterus from going, Kegel. You gotta.
Sounds almost like a Jewish last name.
Maybe it is. Who
Paul
knows?
Kegel came by. Paul Kegel, attorney at law.
Yeah, over there. Okay, darling.
I don't know if I should admit this.
But how about people can contact you and all that? Why don't you just get it out of the way?
Oh, should I?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. InPapasBasement.com, show's website.
Yeah.
Go there. New episodes every Monday and every
wow.
Thursday. This lovely show. Fridays, when there's a movie worth reviewing, I do it. There hasn't been one for a while. Nothing big has come out except for the Lego movie.
Yeah, that was actually good. Did you see it?
I've heard nothing but the best about it.
It's fun.
But... I didn't have, like, a kid to take.
You have your girlfriend.
I was waiting for that.
Yes. They even have booster seats and everything. You can get her a giddy gumbo.
Really? Yeah. Really? But who's going to chop her nuggets in half? That's without distracting me. You're so mean.
I'm just
saying. She's of legal drinking age.
No, she is. But what's worse is that...
She's far beyond it.
I mean, she's very attractive, but... She looks like she's 12 also. Like if she told
so
somebody.
She's like a foxy child actor, you're saying.
I'm just saying, like.
If I wanted to recast Blossom with a Shiksa, I could use my girlfriend. That's what you're putting out there. Thanks.
I'm just saying.
My girl listens to this show occasionally, so.
I don't care. It's a compliment.
Yeah, of course you don't care. Like, I don't care. You not getting any.
I'm just saying, like, if she told someone, hey, I got to. You know, I'm going to be late for 7th grade. People would believe it.
I don't know, man.
Yes, it's true.
I think our first date, I did think she looked young, but I've dated her for friggin'
I mean, she looks young
now.
In her photographs, but she looks young in person as well. So
she looks like normal to me
Plus
now.
Plus, she is young. So that's part of
I look at her, I'm just like, hey, we've had...
This baby looks like a baby.
You know, I'm just like,
unbelievable. No facial hair or anything.
Once you've had very, very legal intercourse with a person, it's hard to see them as like,
yeah, I guess. I mean, she's super sweet. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Isn't your average playmate younger than her or like right in her age group? And every guy of all ages still whacks it to that.
Yeah, but I think because of the makeup and because of the Hooters and because of the big hair, you don't really associate them with being young. Those women actually look much older than they are. But if Katie did that and she's just laying on a bearskin rug, you just go like, wow, like licking a lollipop or something. Like, I think I just go to jail. I just lock myself up.
You'd shove your hard drive in a microwave immediately.
I just couldn't do it. Like, wow. But yeah. But even if Katie did makeup, she would still look so young, I think. I mean, how could we old her up? I don't know. Not that you want to.
Age lines. Just take an eye pencil and drag it across her cheeks.
A couple more months with you.
Yeah.
Oh, the fun we can have when she falls asleep. Poor little thing. Anyway.
I've been doing enunciation exercises, not wiener exercises.
You and what's his name there?
Who?
The fighter guy. What's his name? With a tiger tat on his face.
Mike Tyson. The fighter guy, yes.
I don't know why it just...
Mark Wahlberg or Christian Bale for a minute.
Oh, my, that's too funny. What about Wahlburgers? Are you into that? Speaking of Wahlberg.
Wahlburgers?
That's his new reality show. His brother, Paul, I guess, has a reality show about Wahlburgers. They started this burger chain.
Oh, yeah. That's so lame. See, they should have named it Wall Ballers and then just done real life Entourage. And who wouldn't have watched Wall Ballers?
I mean, actually, you're onto something.
It works on like two, maybe even three levels.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. I don't know how the show is doing.
That's where you should attack it. I don't know
if
it was a baby
doing.
Seal covered in honey dropped in front
of
a shark.
I think the business is fine, and the establishment, from what I've seen from the clips or whatever, looks fine enough.
Papa's Basement. Find us on iTunes and tweet me at Papa's Basement, and she's Allison Frank, at @ALLIS0NFrank.
Correct.
And now the show continues.
Oh, right, and on Instagram, too. I just joined Instagram.
Oh, yes, so, another place to put your boob photos.
Oh,
if everyone wants to see your massive cans and the occasional picture of a fresh juice.
Fruits and vegetables.
What is your handle there?
It's the same as Twitter.
Allison Frank. And I'm Papa's Basement there, too.
Yeah.
But I don't do anything comedic there. It's just like pictures of my cats.
But that's everybody. Nobody's trying to really be funny.
Nah.
I mean.
I know, like that chick, My Polish Face on Twitter. She does like funny vines and funny Instagram. I'm like, that's so busy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be funny on that many fronts.
I mean,
I can handle Twitter and like a witty quip on Facebook.
I mean,
that's the extent of
it. I think Twitter is more of a place to be funny, you know, or Facebook, where you can do images and, you know, it's all your pals and you can do inside jokes and all that because a lot of your family and close friends are there. But Instagram is just photos, really. So, I mean, people don't even really do too many blurbs on the photos. But for juicing people, it's actually pretty fascinating. William was the one that actually said, why aren't you doing Instagram? I was like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's where every amateur wannabe model is like, look at me, I have so many Instagram followers.
Oh, really?
That's the whole thing. Like, Instagram is, I guess, what, you still use MySpace even to promote as a band? Like, they apparently have a very good band thing. And then,
but that's how they started, anyhow.
You're a comedian, you do Twitter.
Yeah.
Comedians also do Vine. Porn stars can do Vine, though. Like, yeah. I hate that they took away the porno hashtags on Vine because, like, the first week of Vine, it was nothing but, you know, like, hashtag tits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hashtag BJ. Hashtag my daddy didn't love me.
Oh, my.
Things of that sort. Can we do enunciation exercises?
I don't really like bubblegum.
That's harmonizing exercises. Yeah, right. That's for our barbershop quartet. That's another endeavor of ours. You let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, catch us down there at the old post office.
Get on
office.
iTunes, Papa's Players.
Yeah. If you want to see us at the local, the donut shack.
Grab the old and ragtimey album now.
We'll be Sunrise Senior Living this Friday.
Don't forget Leisure World in Rockville. We will also be at Leisure World.
That's right. And
collecting your money so we can beat back the Japs.
That's going to, we're not getting our Vietnamese sponsorship now for our Kong food.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Kong Chow.
I actually like that. This is not going to be a good show. And we didn't eat first, so we're not, I'm not full, so.
I'm full.
Oh, you are?
I ate a bunch of cookies before the show.
What kind of cookies?
My girlfriend, who you're insinuating can only use an Easy Bake.
Wow. I mean.
Made these delicious sugar cookies that have a mini Reese's cup in the middle of each.
Oh, that's nice.
So let's just say breakfast and lunch taken care of.
That's pretty sweet. She is nice.
She is. She's handy with an oven.
Well, she's pretty cute too, so.
That as well.
Yes, I agree.
I do enjoy the intercoursing.
The end. Gross. We don't need to hear about that. So.
So enunciation exercises.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
What people know of these from Anchorman. It's not a foreign thing.
Me ma just, moo 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 moing moing.
You sound like Chief Wiggum trying to get the dogs angry.
La lo la.
If you remember that episode, that line killed.
Oh, I don't know.
I know. You've seen like three Simpsons. You're a weird, weird person.
Yeah, I haven't seen many.
But I was trying to save my throat and also sound clear at all times because I believe on the air I can get a little mumbly in the heat of the moment. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know. I think you handled yourself pretty well.
Awesome. You're still on the show then. Here's your money.
That was a test. Yeah.
But my next goal, I figured maybe if I get out of my head even more and I focus on the words coming out. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Correct.
If I focus on that a little bit.
Yeah.
It might make for my brain to free up and do other interesting things.
No,
and so
I think actually it makes it more taxing if I have to think about how I'm enunciating. Really,
I like thinking about other things. Like if I'm just focusing on be funny, and lead the show.
And then you're not going to be funny.
Yeah. So this way I'm working on not going or working like that. And that's my brain. Like the funny just bubbles up.
No.
Like a
kernel
of corn.
That doesn't even make any sense.
In a septic tank during the summer.
I don't like this story either.
It just passively happens. People know this stuff from Anchorman, though, because at the beginning of that
movie. Oh, because
movie,
that's the Bible of how we should speak and public speaking and so forth.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. That man had a stentorian voice.
Okay.
At the very beginning of Anchorman, he's doing Unique New York. The arsonist had oddly shaped feet. Like, it's for comedic value, but these are based on real things. And so I went up and I looked over, and there's an enunciation exercise on about.com for every letter.
Yeah.
Pick one, for example. Just pick one.
S.
We're going to do S together.
Okay.
Some shun sunrise. Do you shun sunrise? Six stick shifts stuck shut.
Oh, my.
That was first try. Here, you do it now. I'm going to turn the monitor to you.
Oh, my.
Do it quickly. This isn't funny at all, by the way. This
some
is
sun sunshine.
So come on.
Do you sunshine?
Allison tripped up.
Six stick shifts stuck shut.
You almost said a bad one.
Well, that reminds me. My dad had this thing. It's a joke, and it's one smart fellow. He felt smart. Two smart fellows. They felt smart. Three smart fellows. They all felt smart. And now you say it fast.
Why do I say like shart at the end? I hold my tongue and say apple?
Well, you have to try it. I did your shun.
How do I say it?
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three smart fellows, they all felt smart.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three.
You got to say it fast. That's the thing.
Three smart fellows, they all felt smart.
Yeah. But when you're
to say it very slowly and enunciate every syllable.
Well, what happens is a lot of people say smelt fart. So one smart fellow, he smelt fart, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So when you say it fast, everybody gets caught.
Who farted? Ice melted?
There you go.
It's a classic. A lot in the news, Robin.
Ooh. So my, this is getting deep in here. He just flung his cape.
I'm trying to date the episode as much as possible.
Yeah, well.
It's currently... What is it, Thursday? The 27th of February, the year of our Christ, 2014. Day after my birthday. I'm 33, by the way.
Actually, it's Monday, so.
Oh, well, it's airing Monday.
It is Monday.
And then today on other networks, this might be airing a week from now. You're right, though. It's all fresh. It's all fresh and new.
Hot off the press.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you.
Yeah.
Wasn't that NBC's slogan for like a whole... Remember when the summer had reruns and not just more shows because they're all reality shows and cost $15,000 to produce?
Wow.
It was like, if you haven't seen it, it's new to you. I think Don and Mike did a parody of that, actually. They did, if you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have heard it, shut up and listen anyways. The best of Don and Mike.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, whatever.
Way to nail it there.
That's a lead balloon. That's whatever. What I'm here for.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
That's Allison's rules of improv.
That's right. That's why I'm so successful. Haven't you seen all
That's
my
how
TV
Allison
shows?
Builds a scene. I walk in, I'm like, oh no, my flight's late. And you're like, no, it's on time, but. Did you see the sniper on the roof?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So what else you got over there?
Well, I got friendship. So hopefully that'll carry us through. Carried us through 15 minutes so far. So.
And a friend's a friend forever.
We can do the Arizona gay law getting vetoed.
I mean, that's all hopped up everywhere. I don't really want to talk about rah-rah gayness. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, why are you going to do that? I think we all think that's dumb. I mean,
what, homosexuality? I don't think that's dumb. You're a sick human being.
He says as he toggles his butt plug.
Really? That's a little raunch for you. This is a clean episode I'm trying.
You can say butt, and you can say plug. My phone is plugged in right here.
I can say cock if I'm talking about a rooster, and I can talk about a sucker if I'm talking about lollipops. But
see, there.
I don't think I can say them together.
What about a rooster with a lollipop? Because that's comedy, and that's what we do here.
Is it really?
I mean, that's just ridiculous. If you have a business, then don't you want your business to flourish? What are you going to say, you know?
I don't know. Can you make a lot of money in hell?
If you're selling ice cream and lemonade.
It's so hot in hell, that would melt. Don't be stupid.
There's always going to be a thirst.
You know how hot it is in hell? Infinity degrees plus one.
Yeah, but even for the comedy value, when you just hand them a nice ice cold drink of water and it just turns a poof, like you still sold it, even though
you
it evaporated.
Got me again, Fred.
That's right.
What was it? A couple weeks ago, Arizona got into the news because they were proposing, I think like Tea Party Republicans were proposing that businesses be allowed to ban
but
gay customers.
Okay, but let me ask you, what businesses want to do that?
I mean, I would think that this legislation came up because some business.
Yeah, but
was
what
like,
business was it? What can you think they say? Oh yeah, we don't want any
chainsaw shop, real manly stuff.
But who cares if
axe factory, not the spray, actual axes, a lot of woodwork,
lumberjack school.
Yeah, exactly. Not a flannel store, though, because the lesbians love that.
I'm just saying, what business would you have that you would think, I don't want any fairies in here? Let me check and see if you're a little light in the loafers.
A heterosexual erotic bakery? Nothing but cannolis and donuts here, boys.
You got to put the cannoli in the donut. But actually,
what
does the donut represent?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a strawberry donut.
This isn't good. I'm just saying, what business would
and
I
no
have?
No business would benefit. It blows my mind that people don't think there's a lot of like gay folks around them, you know?
But I'm just saying, like, what do you do? Have like a detector or whatever? Like,
that's true. You have a gaydar.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's Johnny Five.
So I go in there with
Johnny
flame.
Five. I mean, he just walks around going bleep, 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 bleep.
I go in there with a flannel shirt and they're like, you can't buy ballet slippers.
Only if you haven't waxed, Tom Selleck.
That's right. I'm just thinking, what business benefits from that? I can't think of one. You know, coffee shop, whatever. I don't know. That's ridiculous.
What businesses benefit? That's a tongue twister. What businesses benefit from banning the buys?
Yeah. So what would benefit?
See,
I mean,
this is
what
actually
started
like
this?
Where
that's
we
what
should
I would
have
like.
Prepped.
Yeah.
Because this could have been a great bit.
We're like, this pet store does not want to send.
I mean,
the lube factory,
the gays. Of course, fought this tooth and nail.
I mean, are they talking about adoption agencies or what? you know?
It was really, they would always show to go along with this news story, like a sign just hanging in some crappy pizzeria that no self-respecting homosexual would saunter into anyhow, sashay into.
I'm just saying.
And just a sign that was almost.
But
here,
even Christians, people with strong Christian beliefs are like, this is ridiculous. Like, people are people. You know what I mean? You still have a business to run. So saying you can't use my bank or you can't use, I mean, is it adopting humans? Is it adopting pets? So where do you draw the line? Can gay people get a fish, but they can't get a puppy? Like, I don't know.
Fish is fine. Let's be honest. Christ knows what fish do.
And all the fish in this room just went, woo-hoo! Like, don't send me to the gays. I don't need to live in a palace. I don't know. I mean, that's just dumb. I mean.
Hold on. I'm getting a call.
From?
From a customer.
Right.
Back to the gay businesses.
Yes.
Back to the gay business at hand.
So no business is going to benefit from that. And I don't know what business
I don't know.
Would have started this.
A really
hailstorm.
Christian restaurant.
No, because the Christians
like
want
a lot of
to.
Unleavened breads being served. Why do fish? Nothing but fish. Multiplying fish, really.
Yeah. You know, why do they do mission statements? And why do they go out door to door? And why do they try to do that? Why are they talking to homeless people and gay people and all that?
Not the gay homeless.
They are. They absolutely.
Those
are.
Those sodomites can do what they need to get by.
But they can't. They just plug into one another for warmth.
Oh,
they don't need Jesus.
Come on, come on.
That's terrible.
Too far.
That's nasty. I'm just saying that Christians are, their doors are open. No problem.
Ooh. Why, that a dude just walked in.
That was Randy Jackson.
Why? Because he was black.
Oh.
And he addressed us as
dog. I don't notice color.
Oh, well, I did. He wasn't Randy Jackson. He was not holding a bass.
He was a black Philip Drummond.
He wasn't strumming along to Be Kind
Maybe
to Yourself.
Maybe these guys are twins. Anyway, so what business started that hailstorm or whatever?
I really don't know. It just seemed like legislation that was proposed, and they said their religious freedoms were being trampled because they couldn't serve gay customers. But I don't know how anyone could take that seriously.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, like, it's all blown up all over Twitter,
there's
Facebook,
so
and all that.
Many, there are so many, if you want to just get biblical about it. There are so many sins in the Bible.
Right.
And yet, this is the one you focus on?
No, because there are Christian, that's what those organizations are for to help those
like,
people.
Like, I don't see them
I mean?
Fighting for signs that ban people who have
they
had
abortions.
They
consider those people.
Or use birth control. Or all the other crap.
Yeah.
Who, banning kids who are disrespectful of their parents.
But I'm saying there had to been whatever started the whole thing. I don't know what, Ben's Chili Bowl.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I think Bill Cosby's supposed to be there today.
Oh, is he?
That's what I heard.
So Bill's going to be crapping his brains out in a half hour?
We have the same friend that posted that, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Who is that friend? You can reveal.
Block.
Oh, yeah. T-Block.
Oh, yeah.
T-Bone!
That's good old T-Bone. That's right. Fan of the show and my jugs. Oh, my.
Yeah, so. Bill Cosby does go to the Chili Bowl every so often.
He does. I mean,
home of my most potent ever food-related diarrhea.
Yeah, but anyone that I talk to here says, oh, it's
Everyone
garbage.
Pretends to love it. Oh,
no,
oh
they,
really?
Yeah, they say it's
okay.
Garbage. Anyone that I know,
every
my
white
good friend
hipster
Joel,
in D.C.
The
goes
thing,
there
yeah,
is like,
fresh.
Oh, it's the best.
No, he actually loves like street vendors, street food.
Me too.
Little holes in the walls.
That stuff circulated quickly.
Yeah.
Ben's Chili Bowl. How you mean to
but
tell me?
But with the popularity, it should circulate.
They
just—it's
so gross. They just—it's a chili dog place. For those that don't know, it's like a famous.
I'm just
the country
kidding,
Ben's.
You can sponsor
place.
Me. I love you guys.
Yeah,
you guys taste great.
I think we're not exactly the right shade for Ben's to sponsor us. If you catch my drift.
I am. You may not be.
Yeah, you could be like I'm half sponsor worthy.
Have you seen your fro? Come on.
I could be a quarter. Maybe.
That's right.
I am a little pasty and hairy.
Oh, my. So, I mean.
It's a chili dog joint that the honkies love. It's a black-owned joint. Like, the guy's name is Ben Ali.
Like the
and he wasn't
place
born Ben Ali.
Cards.
He converted to a certain faith during a certain time where I don't think they were too hot on the white guy.
Oh, my.
And I went with a buddy. I've been there maybe four or five times. And I remember after an improv class, back when I thought I could do and wanted to do improv.
Yeah.
And quickly learned that I could, but didn't want to.
Yeah.
We went there and, I mean, we tore down the highway 20 minutes after having this dish. We gunned it to my house and each sprinted to separate bathrooms.
I was thinking bunk bed toilets.
The only thing, yeah, exactly. The only thing would have been better is if I went in the tub or betwixt his legs because we only had one bowl.
That reminds me of the time my grandmother told me this story about my dad and my uncle. They're the two oldest of five. And my grandmother at the time kept the chocolate X-Lax that looked like the bar.
I don't like this gag. This is like, everyone thinks this is funny, the feeding people
but it
the
is
X-Lax
not
chocolate.
Funny. My grandmother was not being funny.
People
grandmother
go to the hospital for that. It wasn't Boardwalk Empire. Didn't like Nucky's nephew kill someone doing that? He's like, oh, I'm going to make him crap himself in a party. And he puts like this X-Lax type liquid into some illegal hooch. And the guy just like ends up vomiting blood and then crapping himself and collapsing. And he dies in the hospital. Like
well, my grandmother kept it, I think, for herself. And it was her own remedy when she was, you know, things were not moving so quickly. Anyhow, my uncle and my dad thought my grandmother was keeping this candy stash to herself. And my grandmother kept saying, no, that's medicine. Don't get into it. And my uncle and my dad were like, yeah, right. Medicine, chocolate medicine. So they had gotten in there, I guess, when they were like 4 and 5 years old. My grandmother, she would talk about it, have tears coming down. She'd say, you see these two boys sharing one toilet, just grabbing themselves, just making it rain. I was like, oh, man, that's bad.
Two boys, one seat.
Yeah, two boys, one seat.
That was a real momentum killer right there.
Well, it happens, you know.
Any business. I don't know. It got vetoed, I think, by the governor. Yeah. See, look at me acting like I know how legislation works. Was it the governor?
We need to watch more House of Cards.
Was it Mayor McCheese that has final jurisdiction?
Did you see that Rogan thing where he's for Alzheimer's awareness, where he did a...
Joe Rogan?
No. Seth Rogen.
Oh, I thought you meant Reagan because he had it.
Yeah, Reagan speaking about his Alzheimer's that he doesn't know he has.
I just saw that was like trending on Facebook right before I hopped off.
But
like
it's good. They actually...
His mother-in-law?
Right. Mm-hmm. Has early stages, I guess, of Alzheimer's. And so he was speaking out about
it.
I would like to see the
mother-in-law. Like, because I've seen his wife.
Yeah.
And I'm always weird about that. I like seeing the older chick to see how the one's going to turn out. She's cute, but I could see some balloonage in that future.
Okay.
He has to be vigilant.
That's why Alzheimer's comes in handy. So maybe he shouldn't try to find a cure for it.
No, that sounds like it'd make you fat as hell. You'd eat like this big bowl of carbonara or whatever.
No,
10 minutes later,
you can dump your
wife. I'm starving.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because she can't remember. Was I married? Do I have kids? Do I know you?
Yeah, she could really revert and think she's 12 and just be like, can you take me back to school, mister? And he's just like...
They usually don't go back that far.
Really?
I mean, nah. But they do have very vivid memories of their childhood and being a young adult. And so a lot of times they can revert back. When you ask someone with Alzheimer's how old
they are... If I get it, I want
to
go back...
They'll say 55 or something.
Oh, and they're like, what, 75?
Or 80. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
See, I want it to go back to the time I had Saturday detention. And I was locked in a closet and ultimately won the heart of Molly Ringwald.
Oh, my. This is ridiculous.
Gave her my earring. Stupid. And if I recall correctly, I was walking across the football field home. And for some reason, I just put my fist in the air.
Dumb.
Like, really?
That one's going with a thud. That shoe's dropping.
Ironic, because it's an Alzheimer's joke. And Don't You Forget About Me was playing during that scene.
Bad. Not good.
No, he say? So his mom-in-law, he got married mad young, that dude, by the way. He's like 2 years younger, 3 years younger than me.
Yeah.
We've both accomplished about the same in life, so I guess he's got a little head start.
Yeah. Anyhow, so he was speaking about it, and he made a House of Cards jokes, you know.
Really?
Saying like, yeah, I'm here with Congress,
did it
whatever.
Get really sad real fast when she tugged on his arm? Was like, have I seen that show?
She wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
But then the guy from Congress said, oh, you caught me. I'm actually Kevin Spacey in disguise or something to that effect. And so he made a quip back.
And oh, really?
So
and then he promptly
because
had man-on-man man sex with his bodyguard.
Hilarious. That's what we learned from that.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, my.
Did you see season 2?
Not all of it. I'm on like episode 4.
Spoiler. Turn it off right now. for like 2 minutes.
I don't need to hear it either.
What? Well, you already know. Turn it off now, damn it. It's not a big spoiler, but it's a slight spoiler. You know, Kevin goes both ways on that show.
Right.
I think in real life, he's firmly in Camp Pink.
Camp Pink.
Yeah. Well.
Brown.
No, I meant Pink in that. Yeah, Pink sounds like the girl camp.
Yeah.
I meant he is the girl.
I got you. Because I was thinking, I'm pretty sure he's Camp Brown.
I think Kevin Spacey is
That's
firmly
That's been long,
the gay.
Long out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he has another menage a mot.
Yeah.
In this one.
You can see that coming. I mean, when they were practically holding hands.
Meacham or whatever his name is.
I don't know.
Yeah. Eventually it's just like, Meacham, I have a need.
Oh.
And he brings in Robin Wright Penn and they're all making out with Meacham.
Who's Meacham? The mustache guy? No, the.
That's Freddie Mercury. Meacham is his bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
I'll Meacham. Take these cufflinks. Place them in our bottoms.
I hope that's said.
Kiss the cufflinks, Meacham.
I hope that's said.
No. Well, it's no. They get Meacham rather loaded, and then he walks in, and all three of them start making out. And
but
then
you
the
never
next
see
day,
them with any intimacy or whatever, which I think
very
is...
Very rarely.
No, none. When ever have you seen it? None.
Do you mean like actual sex intimacy or just like kissing and tenderness and fourth grade intimacy?
Like when he strokes your shoulder as he leaves the room?
That kind of stuff, yeah. The same way I'm intimate with my cat. Pet it on the head.
There's none, but I think that that's good because I think that's a good representation of a lot
of... all marriages?
of a lot of professional relationships.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say every marriage 2 years in and beyond.
Keep all the gays away.
If anything, they're way too
away
civil.
From my lemonade stand. It's like stupid. Yeah. So there's that.
I like how you say that, and it just kills a bit. You're like, well, and we're done.
Ka-clunk.
So you haven't seen all of season two yet?
No. Mm-mm. And I did. I told you I just started. I just saw a couple episodes because there was a couple posts about the series Girls. And I know you had mentioned that before. So I thought, well, let me see what all the buzz is about. I know she gets a lot of flack for all the nudity. And they say, hey, can she put some clothes on? And she does write for the show and she does produce, I think.
Oh, so, you're talking about Girls now. Yeah, the show Girls with Lena Dunham.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
So she gets a lot of flack about it. But then I saw it and I think, well, it's not like she's precious. You know what I mean? So it's not so offensive.
She doesn't have to roll anything out of the way so you can see her breasts.
No, and I mean, you're not unveiling the elephant man to some foreign whatever. I mean, she's just an average woman. But I think there is something.
You're such a bitch, Marty.
I'm just thinking, I don't know what it is, but some of it is kind of off-putting. And I think it's the clothes that they put her in or she puts herself in.
She dresses like a fat little kid in Buster Brown's.
Kind of, yeah, because the way the waist or whatever it is. So she always looks like a heavy pair, which I think if she wore something else, it would not be. But maybe that's part of the character to make her a little bit more dumpity.
We can do another. We'll do our little TV break right now.
Yeah.
I, for the longest time, lambasted that show.
Yeah.
Because I'd see the ads.
Yeah.
And I was like, what dumb little spoiled bitches.
Yeah.
And my friend Grant Paulson.
Yeah.
Broadcaster extraordinaire.
Right.
Humble
Terrific.
Brag that we're buddies.
So handsome. I don't know who he is.
GHP is quite handsome.
Okay.
He wears a beard in a way that makes mine look like a coonskin cap that I'm pressing to my mouth. That I'm wiping away a spaghetti dinner with. He wears it with a plum.
Oh my.
And he was like, yeah, Beard, because actually my name was Beard at the studio, ironically enough. And he goes, Beard, that dumpy broad is naked in like every episode. And yeah. I've seen 5 seconds of that show, and in 6 of them, she's naked.
Yeah.
And I was like, that blew me away because I was like, why would she do that? She creates it and all that. Yeah. But my 4-year-old girlfriend, as you put her.
Right.
She's way into that show, and I eventually started watching it with her because I know you've never been in a relationship.
No.
But
tell me more.
A big thing is finding crap to watch together because really what are you, especially during the winter in this area in Virginia,
I don't
what
know.
Am I going to do? party on the boardwalk? Go mountain climbing? No, you're going to go, this is hell.
Yeah.
Let's get some Cracker Barrel and eat pancakes off of our rapidly inflating chests while we put on girls. And that's what I did. And I respected it for no other reason than Lena Dunham, whatever, has the balls to, one, put out her body, which, it ain't good. Let's just put it that way.
But it's not horrible either. I guess. I mean, the way people are talking about their repulsed.
She's like, you know what? That is.
You know what was offensive to me and repulsive and actually.
Slavery.
I don't.
Go on.
That's true. Slaveries are bad.
Just putting that out there.
And gays can come to my donut shop.
Gays can listen to this show. They can retweet the hell out of it.
Oh, goodness. No, but like Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club, when they show him like partially nude at the hospital.
I haven't seen it yet. Is his ass hanging out? Does it look like Hank Hill's ass?
I just.
Where he has the no glutes?
It just did not feel good. It's very cringeworthy. And it's the same with Jared Leto or whatever, Leto Leto. I mean, his transformation in that film. To me, those are kind of, you know, offensive, turn away kind of thing. But she's just an average girl. But there is something that's kind of annoying about her. And I think it's more, more her face for me. I just saw a couple episodes and I don't know. I mean, I just don't think that they... whoever the costume person is, unless that's the character and they want her to be more dowdy looking, you know, than she really is. So, and you can quit texting anytime.
Yeah, I like letting you go. It wasn't bad.
Even texting the entire time.
Wasn't bad. I've been listening the whole time too.
Yeah. Okay.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
No, I like that she's in charge of everything about girls, as far as I can gather. I think Judd Apatow produces, but it's like,
I think he writes too. There's
three
or four writers.
He'll co-write, typically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's big on the writing, so it isn't like a hateful Judd Apatow. It's like, oh, he screwed me in contract negotiations.
Yeah.
Hannah gets naked again.
No, I mean,
shows off
her
big fat dumper while eating
cream
cone.
It does generate a lot of buzz because people are curious about it. So people who don't follow the show are interested because they're like, hey, there's people naked all the time.
She puts herself out there.
But she's not the only one. There's a lot of nudity.
Two of the four get naked.
Yeah.
It's her and what's her name? Jessa, the British chick. She'll pull out her cans. And she's one of the cuter ones now and again. My favorite, Marnie. Allison Wilson, Brian Wilson, the broadcaster's daughter.
She was naked.
Like side stuff. You don't get like full goods.
Yeah.
If I can't see an areola, you're not naked. If I can't see your, well, even your ass just doesn't count. It's now British law, as far as I'm concerned. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
A really gross girl who played Hannah Horvath. That's What's-Her-Face's character, Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
She has a boyfriend who has a very rat face.
Yeah.
He's described in the show as having like an old-timey movie villain's face,
I believe. Yeah, that is good, yeah.
His sister came in for a couple episodes, and there's one scene where you see her full frontal.
Yeah.
And it looks like she is, just getting a piggyback ride from Gary Coleman. Or actually, Emmanuel Lewis, Circa Webster. Like, they're just having a pool fight. You know what I mean? And it is not pretty. So a lot of the nudity on the show is very unappetizing. But she's in charge of it. And I like that, God help me, as gross as I find it, I like that she puts it out there.
Yeah, but how much intercourse in real life has just been, it's all unicorns and rainbows. It really isn't. So I think it's a proper, whereas Sex in the City, everyone, except for the redheads, are really not so good. But
Dave Foley. Cynthia Nixon, Dave Foley.
Yeah, I mean... But even still, I mean, she's, you know, pasty white redhead, so I guess that's fine. But
it isn't just the nudity. She makes that character genuinely unlikable. Who could write a show where at the end of the day, you're like, aw, she's a lovable loser. Who isn't rooting for her at the end? She makes that character such a spoiled little bitch that you're half the time you see the bad crap happen to her.
Yeah,
you're like, good, I wish it were worse.
Well, we have friends like that in real life, too. But I'm just saying, Sex in the City, they kind of just glam it all up. And scrumping isn't really all like that. I mean, you can talk to, we can just go out in the street and pull five guys and say,
hey. Ask Herman Cain, who just walked in here a couple minutes ago.
And just say, how many times did you want to cut off your arm? Oh, more than I can count. That Jaeger's not my friend.
Cut off your arm. Coyote Ugly it.
You know, you just want to sneak
I've
out
only
of there.
Once.
No, there's been a number of times that you've had experiences and you think, you know what, I could have done without that.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. Every time. But no, the one time comes to mind. She was a great big fat person. Yes, she was a big girl. And, I mean, the instant we were done, she rolled over and I just hear like...
Well, I like it. That's more like Big Bird. When it's just all warthog, then it's bad.
Oh, your fat nasal passages all gummed up. Ironically, I now snore like a buzzsaw, but there was a time where I was the sexy person in that scenario.
I'm just saying, I think that in that aspect of it, it's fine enough. But, I mean, there's something kind of is off-putting about it.
What kind of...
It's fine.
Why do you braid the headphone wire like
it's
that?
It's not braiding, really. It's more like a chain.
Looks like Rudy Huxtable's pigtails. What?
It's crocheting, actually.
Is that what it is?
Yes, with my fingers.
It looks like one of those like paper chains you make in kindergarten.
Absolutely. Similar. Mm-hmm. This is how you start a scarf. Now you know. I can't crochet, but I can make the world's longest chain. So.
Can you make me the Doctor Who scarf? That's all I want. I have a couple of birthdays coming up that I need to cover.
Oh, I saw. Did you see Tim Burton did this? It was.
Was it this weird thing where he looked ugly and he shoved Helena Bonham Carter into it?
Yeah, and Johnny Depp. And they all had dark circles under their eyes.
Everyone. I did catch that. It's on HBO right now.
No, he did drawings of the Doctor Who cast or whatever.
I did not see it.
It's actually kind of cool.
If there's a bigger one-trick pony...
Who cares? I mean, he does some fun stuff. So,
go back, watch Edward Scissorhands, call it a day. That's how I view Tim Burton. You want to toss in Batman? Be my guest. You're done. Ta-da.
I mean,
how many decades of worthlessness has that dude had? And every weird girl's like, "I'm here before Christmas."
I mean, that's
eat me. Eat
that's
me.
The goth people. So.
Blow me sideways. Stupid Jack Skeleton or whatever the hell his name is. Blow me.
Well, anyway. Anywho.
Anyhow, moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
What was the last good movie that you saw that you liked?
I saw Her a couple weeks ago. I liked Her.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about, weird scrumping and, you know, sexting and all that. Like, he had that experience and then it was...
Saw the 80s classic Hard Bodies a couple months ago.
Oh, that's dumb.
Oh, Hard Bodies is dumb? Hard Bodies is amazing.
Speaking of Hard Bodies, what about our fitness challenge?
I was going to use that to close out the show. So, hold on. Let me just write down what we've done so far. Enunciation.
Yeah.
Arizona gay law.
Oh, we didn't really cover it. We don't even know what's happening.
Girls and Lena.
They said no gays. We said yes.
And.
They can eat at my pizzeria. And that's today's politics with Papa's Basement.
I was trying to have a guest on today, actually, but we bombed on it.
Oh, sorry.
We tried to get Rachel Axler, and by we, I mean I texted her yesterday.
I gotcha.
She was on the show back in the day. She loved you. She thought you were so clever.
That's super.
She's doing super well for herself. She was posting pictures like from the, she writes or produces How I Met Your Mother. Like, mm-hmm. She's big in that one.
Yeah.
And she had like pictures from the rap party. I'm like,
I actually think that show is funny.
Why is this girl not on the show every week? She's funny.
The thing is, I've only seen a couple episodes of that, like clips or blurbs or whatever. I don't think I've seen a full one. But there's some funny stuff in there. So, I mean, to me, why isn't that bigger than
Big Bang? Even
some
of my very critical friends were very obsessed with that show for a while. Rich Killiam, who hates everything.
Yeah, well, I hate Big Bang.
He loved How I Met Your Mother. You got Big Bang on my brain, damn you. He loved How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
And then I contacted her. She's like, yeah, look, I'm actually really booked up with that for a bit. But what made you think I was doing so well? Was it the picture with Billy Zabka? And I'm like, excuse me? Excuse me? Johnny from Karate Kid? The evil blonde boy? The prototypical 80s villain in every 80s film ever? And sure enough, if you go, I think it's just at Rachel Axler. Yeah. There's a picture of her with Billy now. He did not age horribly. Like, he looks pretty decent.
That's cool.
I expected that guy to just look like, I don't know, like Lou Albano. However you pronounce that guy's name. I screwed it up. Rubber band guy from the WWF. Yeah. Not the WWE. He was from the good time.
Yeah. Those
where they were still
fun.
Like, had the panda sticker overlap going for him.
My cousin was big into that.
But I wanted her on.
Yeah.
Sean F. Mm-hmm. I don't think you were here for the Sean F. interview.
No.
Guy who does really great parody songs for Opie and Anthony.
Nice.
They actually had him on the show.
Cool.
Like last week. I'm like, holy crap, this is the dude. He was on the show. And now.
That's cool.
Yeah. So look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us doing things, going places.
That's us. Zoom, eventually, zoom, zoom.
The only person who's done any time on this show and has done nothing will be me. As the Lord intended it. But to the weight loss challenge.
Yeah. What about it?
Allison Frank. Well, tell me about it. You're the one putting it out there.
Yeah.
I know on radio, we sound gorgeous and svelte, might I say.
Yeah, that's true.
We do not have the Orson Welles. The fat has bubbled around our trachea noise so far.
No, and I do think.
I should just say, I didn't bring those guys up randomly. They'll be on the show soon.
Okay, that's good.
Now to the fat throat thing.
But I think both of us can kind of carry it well, if you would say so. You know what I mean? For whatever it is, it's not like we have Dunham faces. Like, I think if she lost 20 pounds,
Elaine,
like,
Dunham,
she still
is the
has
the opposite of us. Like, she's able to be like, look, I'm 5'3 and I'm 135.
Yeah.
And you're like, you look 170.
But I think part of it is, like we talked before, like, people have that kind of face where they just.
It's not her face. If you see her naked from behind.
I did.
It's like a trash bag that someone drew lines on.
Oh, my goodness.
If you could get lousy hipster tattoos and draw a nice big flat ass crack down a trash bag, that's what you're looking at.
I'm telling you, her without her clothes, or like she was in like her underwear or whatever, it really didn't bother me.
It's all bad.
Part of it too is because she has small boobs, maybe.
She is the only actress where they're in a tub and the water is just covering their nipples and you're like, come on, water. Hold in there. Slow down that evaporation.
And there's only a thimbleful of water and it fills the tub.
A lot of displacement.
What was that? That's one that I watched last night.
Don't reach for anything, sister.
Who does that with their girlfriends where they just have a fight and I'm like, oh, Rebecca, I'm coming over. And I just hop in the tub with her and we're just like crying it out. And then she blows her nose in the tub. Like, what?
What is that a scene from? That's from the most staged thing ever.
That's from Girls. I just saw it last night. Season 2, episode 2 or 3.
That's the one where, I'm rooting for her to not show.
It's the guy
the
from Bridesmaids, the cop. He's broke up with his girlfriend, and the girlfriend goes back to Lena Dunham's, and she's like, oh, we broke up. And then
the
she just.
The cop from Bridesmaids. Oh, the British dude.
Yeah.
Or Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They get married for like 2 episodes. Jessa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jessa's the junkie.
I don't know anybody's name because it's new
to
me.
That's Jessa.
But. Oh, well, Jessa goes over there and then she's like.
And she gets in the bath with Hannah Horvath.
Yeah. And then she blows her nose in the tub water. One, my friend comes over. She's crying. I'm in the tub. Like, she's not just going to waltz in there.
Yeah.
Like,
Jessa's a bit of a hooer, too. I wouldn't want her lysing up my nice tub.
Just like, why would you.
Hold on. I have to massage the blood out of my track marks. Is this warm enough?
Is that what you do when you go to Harmon's house and you're like, I could not beat this level on Halo?
Well, he just has a standing shower, so we have to wheel out an old-timey tub and then put
on water
to boil.
Well, actually, that's how those movies start.
Yeah.
You're just in a shower stall.
And then he reaches for the long back brush, and I'm like, you don't need it, and I'm holding a wash rag and soap.
But he doesn't have soap.
No, he doesn't.
And he's like, you can use this instead.
That is maybe the creepiest. I love Rich. I'm not throwing him under the bus.
No, he's a sweetie pie.
But there is
nothing.
That was
one time he did. I mean, we don't know.
That one time that has persisted till the present day. And that one time was 1986. He hasn't had soap. He hasn't had soap in the crapper for 6 months.
For real? I mean, I haven't been over
And
there,
I have
so.
To like hunt down bar soap from the communal sink around the corner. And it's like, if I have to go through this much to wash my hands, I sure as hell know he isn't doing it. So then you're playing Xbox over there and you're like, how many dumps have gone unaddressed? Is it like, just don't touch this to your eye, John. It's if like you don't want to look like Bob Costas.
You can't explain it to your mom who needs the etiology of everything.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. You're like, how did you get pink eye? We were just playing Halo.
Oh, she'll trace it like, what is that, pandemic or whatever the hell? Where it's like day zero, a bat flies into the mouth of a pig. And then Gwyneth Paltrow shakes its hand.
Were you feeding that blue jay breadcrumbs? It's like, Maria.
Contagion,
seriously?
That's what it was called.
It's like, that's too funny.
All right, so we've established that we could both lose 5-7.
Yeah,
nothing
right.
more. I mean,
yeah.
we're both
and Joel's
really
in for
sexy.
10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got
gotcha.
You.
So we have to go by
multiply by an exponent of your choice.
And so we just have to figure up a thing. I think for you,
a weight loss challenge.
Yeah, I think for you, because you don't like to part with your money. So if we put money in the pot.
I am thrifty.
I mean, you're just sitting on, you're like those people who when, you know, the house burns down and you're seen digging holes in your backyard to get all your treasures. You're like, where's all my money? You got 50,000 here.
Where are all the gold bowlers I yanked before I put them in the burning house?
Yeah, so I think for you, accountability, like you were supposed to do this journal with your
I was supposed to let you know
food
every
mentor.
Day ahead
yeah.
of time
yeah.
what I was going to eat.
Yeah, and you
and
let me know
day
once.
One, I gave you three meals and the first two.
But already.
The first two, it was like Babe Ruth pointing over the fence.
And then
number three was like Babe Ruth pitching.
And then
number three cascaded into meals 4, 5, and 6, maybe. Just saying.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, and 6 were more like Babe Ruth doing a swan dive.
I don't think the 10 p.m. trick to Chick-fil-A had been mentioned to you previously. And I didn't want to wake you up, so.
But even then, you were sending like addendums like, I might have oatmeal or I might have three chili dogs.
Depends on if the moon's waxing or waning.
So you were not
where
very
I
diligent.
Am in my cycle.
You weren't very diligent about it. So I think if you had to put some money on the line, plus March 1st is coming up. People like to start on the 1st or a Monday. Those are two popular days to start, but it's a launching pad to keep track of it.
Glad you explained that, like a Garfield comic strip.
Continue. I mean, my mom starts a diet every Monday. Every single blows it on Tuesday, and then just those typical things, you know. So, yeah, so we do this fitness challenge. We put some money in. We have to determine how it's going to work exactly, and whoever you know, the loser is for that week, we'll have to put in the most. And then whoever wins has to put in none.
Okay.
And then we...
Is it weight loss? Or huh? How are we going to measure
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like by percent, I think.
Percent?
Yeah, because
percent
Joel,
I can handle.
Yeah, because Joel has the least amount probably to lose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's looking for a couple pounds.
Like 50, 60.
I mean...
Oh, wait, I meant 7.
No, I mean, Joel is not a big dude, so... but he's looking to be more fit and eat better and whatever. And Joel's thing is that he loves food, but he's very competitive. So he was the one when we went to Miami and he was like, we watched the Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead and we watched Veggiecated and these things. And we had already bought a juicer. We had already planned to juice
he's
on
the
vacation.
One that felt really bad as you ate Cuban pork sandwiches together.
Oh, I never did. But then he was like, the remaining 5 days of our vacation, guys, let's do this. He's like an innovator. Let's start it. And then
what a prick on a vacation.
Yeah,
like
but
you
we
get
were
in
all
shape
kind
for a vacation so you can just decimate your body on it.
But in a sense, we were all kind of pumped and we are thinking, you know what? This is a good
well,
place to
how
do it.
Everyone is after every emotional appeal ever. Like, have you ever listened to Anthony Robbins?
Yeah.
Like you turn off that tape, not to date myself. And you're like, oh, well, the next million's around the corner. And it worked for me, but not everyone.
That's true. I mean... Anyhow, so for him, I think he loves food. So if he had to kind of be
who
accountable.
What kind of sick piece of crap doesn't love to
some
gorge?
People don't. And it blows
they're
my mind.
Weird.
People are like, I hate chocolate. I was like, well, I hate you.
Yeah,
like,
really?
How can you hate chocolate?
I also hate puppies and liberty.
That's right. Those are the people that don't want gays at their lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Damn chocolate haters.
But they will have them at their lemon party.
So, yeah, so we come up with it. I didn't really figure out the monetary amount, but, I mean, we can discuss that. And then you just put it in. And 50
then 50-cent pieces. Yes. That JFK was taken too soon.
Susan B. Anthony's.
Too soon. Sacagaweas.
Yeah, and then we determine, like, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever we want. And then at the end, whoever... you know, accomplishes the most, will win the pot.
All right. Well, we'll discuss it. We'll plan it. I actually do have to go for a call, a real one this time.
Yeah, a pretend one.
No, a real one. I got a voicemail all that right. I have to address, and it's all like right. 55 minutes in. We gave the customer what they paid for.
All right. Yep.
Shall we say? Hey, Allison.
Yes, darling.
If they want to get a hold of you on Twitter, it's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N.
Also on Instagram.
And Instagram. You can ogle her bazooms. I'm John Papagiorgio, the host of Papa's Basement, at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram as well. For me, inpapasbasement.com is the show's website. Go there for writing and links to all the episodes that are put up every week. And last but not least, find us on iTunes. If you do the iTunes thing, look up Papa's Basement and subscribe. That is the best thing you can do for us. Tell your friends, too. We don't do any advertising. People just assume if it's something they like and it has like a couple thousand followers, it's doing okay. We're not doing okay. We're doing horribly. So if you like the show, tell your damn friends.
Yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
I'm talking to you. Who's listening right now? They always say in radio, pretend you're talking to one person in the audience. That's you. Tell people. Bye.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.